Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A-Wad, my man, put a little pressure on a senior citizen today, because you know when you load up and you do almost 3 hours of Wizards, you trying to set a trap. But I love his passion. The thing about it, I knew with, you know, with breakfast at Wimbledon today, with the ladies doing the thing, that A-Wad was going to be really wound up. But I had no idea he would give up his passion for tennis and go hard hoops. It's the example of going preseason game one with the Commanders and breaking it down like Sheehan would break it down, play by play. Well, that ain't going to happen now. I can promise you that. But I love it. I love him because his heart is into it. But what he said had a lot of truth to it. And I look at the eyeball test, and I did it last year. Look, you got to take chances, especially with size. But the only brother that I've seen that's a big man, this heart beats like he's a sharpshooter, is James Wood. James Wood is so talented. This brother, you don't even know. They talk about game day. What's his game day face? It's the same face it is after the game, before the game. This brother is just chilled. But Sar, you don't really know. So you just don't know. And I got a problem, but I had the problem with that. Wait, I didn't need last night's game to know that. I'm still trying to figure out what fires this dude up. And I know that I'm prejudiced because I grew up in an era where big men were in the paint. And then been with Big John. And so I'm a little prejudiced. I understand. Love the Joker. But this dude ain't no Joker. And I know it's a lot of pressure upon you, the best player in the world. And I'm not comparing him to him. I'm not. But what I'm saying is that A-Wad wasn't wrong. He just loves them so much. He wants to hoist them into something that they're not going to be in. Because the dude right now, to me, looks like a long shot. And all I need you to do, big fella, is one thing. I'm not expecting you to be Wilt Chamberlain or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But I want to ask you, am I wrong to expect a professional athlete to at least be able to do one thing well? I may be wrong, because I'm sick. Because I look at it and I look at what these people make and I go, holy Slim, is it just me? Is it me, Wesley? Is it me? Am I expecting too much to pay you the kind of money I've got to pay you and then develop me? And you don't seem to do one thing better than most people in the world can do.
No, absolutely not. It's his job. You're asking him to do his job.
Well, I'm just saying, I know. See, the thing that burns my butt up every time, y'all, this excuse about development. Not everybody needs to be developed. Some people hit it and run, they just come out the womb and they sprinting. They doing it. But I know I'm still angry because Duke has given us a couple of examples in back-to-back years. I don't know basketball without a post presence. I just don't. Don't mean I'm right, but prove me wrong. I got to put your big behind out on a wing for you to be effective, and you're not a great shooter. So tell me what I'm missing. Okay. At least I feel better now since you speechless. If you speak, Wes must be picking up a call. I get it. Anyway, overtime, it's the way we do it here. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I'm blessed because when I don't know something, I don't try to, first of all, I don't know everything. I'm not like some people on the air that know it all, but I do know people that do know. So the job is to get the job, get you the information by any means possible. And so that's exactly what I'm going to do with Wes, the Buckeye, who I don't know if he won last week or not. I don't want to say who won.
I won.
A lot of people think Carpenter and the Wolverines dominated you.
No. Of course they're going to think that. Of course the Wolverine is going to think that.
Okay. He's right.
Yeah. I won. Mm.
Okay. Well, we'll let him.
You have to bring him on again, Doc. We'll have to have round two. Someday.
He said that he would never, ever get on the line again with you until you proved yourself as a Buckeye fan. Now, I don't know what that means. Right, he left it open.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
He left it open. He thought like you might have just jumped on the Buckeye bandwagon because they won the national championship.
Well, I can send you a picture of me a month old, Doc. It says I'm a baby Buckeye.
Well, you need to do that. Talk is cheap. See, we're in a visual society. So you talking, I don't want to hear you talk. I want to see the results. And then, you know, I can understand what Carpenter's saying. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense to me. But, you know, we'll find out. The thing is, Coach Naki at the bottom of the hour, that's important. Because then he's a coach. And he was a damn good coach. And he's patient. But he was also a blacktop baller. See, Knock was a beast. He's so humble, he'll never tell you. But he can evaluate this and see what I'm wrong. It does happen. Been up wrong several times this year. But if y'all think that Sar is going to morph into something this spectacular, that he's going to be an MVP candidate, I would bet you serious coin that dog is not going to hunt. Without surgery. Now, you might surgically be able to put an implant in him. And if you do that, then it's possible. I want to be wrong, but I've seen this too long. This is one time where being long in the tooth helps me. I've seen this. People overreach on height because I want to know how big his heart is. And right now, we're talking a BB. But maybe I'm wrong. I hope I am. I really am. So I love Coulibaly. He another brother like Wood. He's smooth, but he produces results. He got some dog, some canine in him. Love the dude, man. Love him. I really do. And it's early. Summer League and preseason have a lot of similarities. You just got to get through it. I don't know how anybody can embrace it. But it's a necessary, and I tell you what, I'm working on a gentleman that's there, and would I love to be there? Oh, yes. Every red-blooded American male wants to be in Vegas for Summer League. If they move that Summer League somewhere else, and I won't mention it because a lot of people love the places they're from, even though they suck, so I won't do that. But they were smart to do that. That was brilliant. I'm hoping that we get somewhere. Nobody wants to really be in the East, but I would love them if, in fact, we ever get a new arena, a stadium, that we can do some big-time things here. That would be nice. I think people would enjoy a summer league in the nation's capital. What say you, Wes?
I would enjoy that. It would be a first for me, but I would definitely go.
Yeah, no, I think it would be good. Is that the Kansas City Chief on the line? JYD?
Yes, it is.
My goodness, yeah. Bring him up. Open the door and allow him to come in.
What's up, Doc?
JYD, what up?
Hey, nothing going on. I'm just trying to live a few more years.
Please do.
Hey, me and you both got to go another 20.
I'm in. If you in... I'm in. We got to make some lifestyle changes, though. I tell you that.
I do, too. But you know one thing, Doc? about this kid that we saw last night, Alex Zah.
Uh-huh.
Look, me and you have been sports. Look, you've been a professional player for many years, and you've been on the radio with some of the best, and one of the best, simply the best, with Big John
mm-hmm.
and all. And I listened to what you commented on this kid. And look here, Doc, it's just what it is, what you see. Mm-hmm. What you show is what the people see.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at this kid, and you know, these players today are just not worth the money that they're getting. They're not. You know what I'm saying? Some of these guys I saw that I've been watching the summer league just about every night. Mm-hmm. And some of these guys out here, I say, that? Oh, wait a minute. I remember players in the inter-high in D.C. and on the playgrounds who can play better than you all. And they wasn't getting a dime.
But that's
what it
your
is,
age.
Doc. It is. You know,
I feel the same way, but we're not right. Because you are what someone will pay you. Your value is dictated by the people that will pay you. I'm not mad at them. Because it's an epidemic. I remember, that shows our age. There's some young people right now that don't even consider going to college for an education. They go to college to get a Lamborghini. They go NIL. Our generation, you thought the scholarship, now even though you were getting completely misused as a product, but you were willing to do that to trade that for knowledge. It was a trade. We bastardized the system so bad now that dudes don't even consider why they're at the university other than to perform. And it ain't going back. Even though Dion now wants a salary cap, and I don't blame him. There should be a salary cap. But he didn't want a salary cap 2 years ago. And I don't blame him. So the game is out of control. Everything kind of is, but the sport is making the money. So don't hate. Because if we weren't watching and so enthusiastic about it, they could never get it. We've created a monster. We've created a monster. Now the question is, and thank goodness, it doesn't affect everybody. The Oklahoma City Thunder, do they play like they're worried about what they're going to get? No.
No, they didn't.
They play like they come out and whoop your behind. So that comes to the trainers. Everybody keeps talking about where somebody's from. Show me some results. Then I can determine whether or not you're doing your job. The Nationals just painted us a picture. Took them a long time to do it, but they did it. As long as we don't get personal with this and just say, score tells the story. You're not winning, so you got to go. Going to break, we are.
You know,
overtime
here.
Appreciate
you.
Okay.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, you talking about taking out a whipping stick. Siontek, wow. 6-0, 6-0. You got to be kidding me. The Wimbledon Finals, All England Club females, that's a tail kicking. I don't know where you stand on this, man, but when somebody gets blitzed, I mean, it's possible. We got toe up from the flow up in the Super Bowl. I mean, it can happen. But I'm excited now, folks, to announce to you that Wes does have some friends.
Yes,
and that's important. And you might not think so when you hear him talk about Michigan, Ohio State. But without further ado, I've heard a lot about Steve from Vienna. And welcome to the program, Steve. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Doc. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm anticipating. This is important. Are you too a Buckeye fan?
No, he's a Michigan fan, actually.
Not at all.
Oh, you're a Wolverine.
My daughter went to Michigan. My daughter graduated from Michigan in 2018. We're blue and gold.
Oh, man. I think they refer to it as Big Blue. And that is
the team up north.
I love it, man. So how did you two get together?
Ask Wes who's won the last couple of games. I can't remember.
I know who cheated the last couple of years.
Now, wait a minute. You know something, Wes. There's no way you can mention breaking rules.
Why?
You want to take that one back?
No.
Do you really want to go down that path?
No.
Let's just move to another topic. Steve, this is your moment, man. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Doc. So I want to talk to you about Summer League. Have you been watching? Okay. And kind of what are your thoughts? And
as little as possible.
As little as possible? You didn't see Cooper Flag?
Yeah, if it's Flag, the only interest I have is seeing what I already know. I don't have to see it. Cooper's for real. It work in any country, in any league, it would work. He's not a prospect. He's a phenom. These other reaches, those are prospects. And that's like watching, I'd rather watch a cooking network.
Really?
Yeah, because my job is to see the finished product, the results, and grow. And I already made my assessment. I saw it last year. I saw it in last year's Summer League game. I saw it then. And to see it now, I've seen it and I'm watching it. It just started, so I'm gonna tune in, but I don't expect much.
Okay.
Because a real baller would have already shown me what I expected in phase one, and I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Well, what did you think of the four? I'll tell you what intrigued me is the assist, right? This guy's a really good ball handler for 18 years old.
Oh, he's talented. He's talented. Size doesn't matter. It's the dog in him.
He definitely has that. And I was telling my son, who I was watching it with, he's got four assists. I said, you put him on a better team, obviously, with the Maverick starters. That's 8 to 9 assists.
I'm just going to go, man. You can't talk me into him because he don't pass my eyeball test.
Okay.
Something. I'm not hoping. I've already made my assessment.
It's phenomenal already.
Okay, we'll see. Like I said, you and I will have to wager this on something we'll give to charity.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, I've been around too many animals. I'm a guy going, you trying to talk me into this dude. You can't talk me into him. I got to see it. And what I look for, I haven't seen yet. Doesn't mean it's not there. It doesn't mean that. But I'm just saying right now, you take him to the playground, he ain't going to get into a game. Not on the blacktop. Not with the people I've seen play. But maybe he'll change. Maybe he'll develop. Maybe he'll grow into it.
Yeah, I was very intrigued with him. Obviously, the shooting was an issue the other night. But,
But when is it right? So what is the best thing you've seen of him? Everybody selected should have something that they can put their foot. Your old folks said, put your foot in it. What is the thing about him that separates him from the masses, other than his length?
I mean, he's definitely big. I thought his vision was excellent, given how much he had the ball last night.
Okay, all right. No, I'm hopeful as you are. I'm just going, okay, prove it. And I don't think he can. Let's tell you this. A summer league game, when you that kind of physical talent, I need an NBA game against NBA players to evaluate him. He can't impress me with kids. Not if he's what I think he is supposed to be.
Yeah.
But again, it depends on, it's my opinion, and nobody's paying me for this opinion from the NBA side, so we'll see.
Right. Hey, so switching away from Summer League, what are your thoughts on NBA expansion? I mean, kind of the state of the league. You look at all these teams. I mean, even the bad teams have really, really good players. It seems like the league is in a great place to expand.
You mean, hopefully you said WNBA.
No, I said NBA.
I hope it doesn't.
You hope it doesn't?
No, why would I?
Well,
I don't see
you
at the bottom being as rich as you are. You do. I mean, we want another lousy team to come in. Where are we going to put it?
Well, I think the logical places are Vegas and Seattle.
Now, that will happen, and that I'll give you high points on. As a matter of fact, I think Irvin Magic Johnson, LeBron James will be the owner of the Vegas team. I'd put money on that happening, and I agree with you. My brain was shifted to the W, but you're right.
No.
Seattle deserves it. They were manhandled in a bad way. They're an excellent fan base. They got ripped off, and
yeah,
they need to make up for that. So I would give Vegas. Oh, absolutely. I mean, just what the Knights, the Golden Knights, it's a spectacle, and they just happen to be good enough to deserve it. You can't be terrible and be in Vegas. So that would be good. No. That I'm with you on.
Okay. What do you think the price would be? $6 billion a team?
Well, the way things are going now, money is no object. It's meaningless. It's like Monopoly money. And the money they're giving out right now, I know the NBA, NFL may be everybody's cake and dessert, but give me the NBA. Because as many people are making the kind of money that you don't even have to win or be a winner. And you can make a fortune in this game. Yeah, I like what they're doing. I like what they're doing. Steve, it was a pleasure. Go Blue. And I can't wait for Brother Carpenter to talk to you. Because, see, he knows the secret handshake of the Wolverines. So next time we get Brian on, I'll make sure the West knows so we can get you back. Appreciate you.
I'll do a 1-2. I don't back down, Doc.
All right, thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, man. That's a good deal. Shout out to a K-9 original, Dr. Sabal. She's doing her thing traveling. I love Dr. Sabal's lifestyle. She's a treat. And y'all to be talking about Sabal like you're going to actually change her way of thinking. That tickles the heck out of me. But don't give up. I guarantee you, you'll never break her down. Never break her down. Wes, we'll take this bad boy to break when we come back. A guy who made a living with the round ball. Coach Naki joins us. I cannot wait. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sookie, as Coach would say. Always love when we bring on people that help our audience get smarter and smarter. And I've been blessed to have people that will say yes. And one of them is Coach Naki. And he could be anywhere right now, on a golf course, tennis course. He could be going cold tub, massage. But he opted to spend a minute with this zoo that we have. And we appreciate him. Coach, how you doing?
Good. You didn't throw pickleball in there, Doc. Last week,
you know what? I didn't think that. You know what? I thought it wasn't physical enough for you when I did it last week. I thought it was a little bit of a jab, and I did not mean to do that. So I said, I got to up my ante with the sports I pick, because the pickleball thing in you, pickleball is more Sheehan. You know,
yeah,
it's
I would agree with that.
It's more white collar. It is more the wealthy. Sheehan. And I know that offends you to put you in that category of the elite, and because you want to be on the blacktop. You want to wear, you know, some Chuck T's. I get it. That's what I love about you.
Yeah, Sheehan plays the pickleball and then have a Chardonnay afterwards, right?
Oh, he would. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then he would be pissed off that we're saying it as if it's not true. That's the funny thing about it, you know, as if it's not true. Yeah. But Wes, I got to warn you, he's a Buckeye, just so you know. And discuss the summer league. I mean, AWOD went ballistic almost 2.5 hours on the summer league with a team in transition. So since you've done this your whole life, I want to ask you, if you take the eyeball test, when you watch them, what impressed you, if anything?
You know what? I mean, I like Trey Johnson. I think he's a good pick. He looks like a good player. I think George might be one of the best, I hate to use the phrase, but a steal from last year's draft. You know, Koulibaly I've always liked. There are a couple things that just sort of off the top of my head, Doc. You know, I don't know what position Sar plays. I don't know, Eden, does he have the testicles to play around the basket? Does he have the skill set to play, you know, a stretch five? The thing that really upset me watching last night, and I try not to get too vexed over summer league and over the fact that it's one game, but like summer league to me, the NBA summer league, even when the games suck and they're terrible, and I've seen a bunch of bad basketball in the last 3 days, even when they're bad, you got guys who will rip your heart out to get a position on a team, on any team. And like I'm watching, there wasn't a whole lot of urgency to what they were doing. There wasn't a whole lot of, you know, it just didn't seem like they burned the play. And there's a reason why we have all these second-year guys in this summer league this year. They haven't proved anything. And I would think that if I were a second-year guy who got a lot of minutes last year, and I think Sar was first-team all-rookie, and they asked me to play summer league, I mean, I'd come out with a vengeance. You know, I'd want to kick somebody's ass up and down the court. And I didn't see that at all. I didn't get that impression. And one of the ways where it's kind of it manifests itself, Doc, is rebounding is really sort of the ultimate arbiter of effort, really, in the games like this. There are going to be a lot of missed shots because the quality of shots aren't great in an NBA summer league. And I think the final tally last night on the glass was something like 45-29 or something like that. It was not close. And so, you know, and I get it. This one game, it's the first game. I would want to see an improvement just in the effort and the urgency out of this group going into, I think they play again tomorrow. But this is a problem for me. I watch way too much of this stuff. And one of the reasons why I watch it is because guys burn to play. And they love to play. And they're out there, as I said, fighting for a spot on any team, not just the one that they're playing for. And as a result of all that, when there's a significant lack of effort, you notice it. You know, because you've been watching all these guys. And it was just disappointing from that perspective. But, you know, tomorrow's another opportunity, I guess, for them.
And I know that it's just part of my age, now that I'm closer to 100, that I'm going, and I think of all the times I've seen pickup ball on the blacktop. And then the 70s, we got an indoor facility in Santa Ana, and how you would sit there and you'd wait because you couldn't play, you had to wait for next. And you didn't have a team, the team was assembled right before your eyes. And how long you would wait just for a run. And if you lose, you're out. And it was that hunger. It was just something about it. And you were getting nothing. You were hungry going walking home. And I didn't say walking home. And when I watch these guys now and I think of what they get and how they react to it, they're so damn nonchalant. And you right, see them go after loose balls. They're pros. They're getting paid, and you have to give them the riot act to get them to go after loose balls. And I know I've been coached. There's no coaches. Just squinching. He's laughing his behind off in heaven right now because that level of intensity, some of them just don't have it in them. And it's the system just drained it out of them, having their behinds kissed and having to prod them up to get them to do their job. And as a result, now some of them are soft as jello.
Yeah, I'll give you that, Doc. But I got to tell you, I think part of that is, as you said, it's sort of a judgment that comes from being a certain age. And a lot of times, you and I are in the same bracket. And so a lot of times I find myself dwelling on the negative, you know, and on the downside of what you see. And I have to remind myself, and I'm going to remind you, Doc, that we just came off an NBA playoff scenario that was, I thought, completely epic. I thought there were so many great storylines and performances. Jalen Brunson and the Knicks, and I'm not a Knicks guy at all, but I mean, this is commitment at the highest level when you see, you know, Halliburton before he got hurt. Everything OKC did was, you know, I think they had one bad game in the entire playoffs. So I get it. And I think that's all about one of the things that these guys have to learn when they, you know, it means something to be a professional. And professional is largely about approach and your commitment. And I think sometimes guys have to learn it and learn it the hard way. And I just, you know, I do think that there are a lot of, you know, posers out there and a lot of guys who are soft. And if they don't up it and learn from the guys above them, they'll never get to where they want to go. But I my glass is half full on the basis of the playoffs that we just saw. You and I were on a bunch of times during the course of the NBA playoffs. I thought it was a remarkable month and a half.
Because defense, because both teams were committed on both ends.
Yeah.
So that's what I got the most out of it. And seeing dudes who look like linebackers and playing, I mean, I'm telling you, man, it is just, I was thrilled by it because they weren't flawed and it was real competition and it wasn't just hype. It wasn't the Lakers. It was a disappointment.
Yeah, for sure. And we kind of have to remind ourselves that's the pinnacle. You know, what we're seeing here are guys who want to get somewhere, you know, in the NBA Summer League. And it's a couple of rungs down. I just find it fascinating to see all these guys, you know, working their tails off to do this and, you know, to try and just find a crumb, a morsel. And some of that, Doc, it's a global game. Some of these guys are going to get overseas contracts. There's a lot of reasons to play hard and play well in Vegas.
And it's in Vegas. I mean, that's the other thing is that there is a real chill. But even the one that's up in Northern California, that's the first one I watched this year. It seemed like there was some pretty decent basketball. I mean, it is what it is, but I could watch it. It wasn't unwatchable. And that's the key to it.
Yeah.
That is the key.
Well, I mean, you have to know what you're getting into. You know, like yesterday I found myself, again, I got a problem. I found myself watching the Celtics against, they were playing the Grizz. And it was the worst 3-point shooting game I think I've ever seen. You could have drop kicked 3-pointers in more than these guys were making them. And you just have to know what you're looking at. You know, there were some guys who, even when they were playing, shooting poorly, like Flagg did the other night, you know, you watch them and they more than passed the look test. You know, that guy's got a handle. He's got some skill. He's making the right passes. You know, he's defending, things like that. But quality basketball, particularly the shooting part of it, you got to know what you're getting into when you sit down and watch one of these NBA Summer League games.
Got Big Wes had a question for
yes.
you.
Yes. Yeah, hey, Chris.
What's up, Wes?
Big Ten fan right here, Ohio State fan, but I was curious on what you think for next year. We saw the SEC, kind of dominate college basketball, and I was wondering what you think the Big Ten needs to do to get to that point.
Yeah, you know, I think the Big Ten has nothing to apologize for. They're probably the second best team or second best conference in the country. What the SEC did last year is historic. There's no other way to put it. I don't know if they'll sustain it at all. I love what a lot of teams in the Big Ten are doing, you know, just in terms of you know, they're committing. The thing the SEC did that kind of turned things for them is they stopped being a football-only conference. They really committed to hoops, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. They committed to hiring the best coaches. Yeah, hiring the best coaches, you know, having the best facilities. And that's what it takes. You look at the way the SEC is hired in the last 6 or 8 years compared to the way the ACC is hired in basketball in the last 6 or 8 years. It's night and day. And a lot of that is the commitment, the financial commitment. I think the Big Ten will be fine. You know, the issue we're having in college basketball right now is the fact that everybody's got 12 new guys every year. And there's just so very little continuity. And because of that, I can't tell you that the SEC is going to do or come close to what they did last year. I mean, they're going to be very good, of course, but well, the Big Ten reloaded, Big 12 reloaded. So, you know, we'll see. I think, like I said, the Big Ten has nothing to apologize for. And your boys in the Scarlet and Gray will be just fine as well.
Our final moments with Coach Nocke here, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You would know this better than all of us. How difficult is it now to coach your players, realizing that if you get behind them to help make them better, one of the first things they want to do is cry like a sissy and transfer to another school?
You know, it's so distasteful, you know, to think that guys can make that move. There has to be some intelligence put in some of these rules. It's not just transferring at the drop of a hat. I hate the fact that guys can do it in the conference too, from one conference school to another. There has to be some semblance of organization. It's just chaos right now.
Yeah, and it should be the parents. The parents, to me, are the only solution to this. Yeah, only solution.
Yeah,
you can't allow your kid as a baby and you letting them run around like they're grown ass men, and they're not.
Yeah, but
and that's the problem.
NCAA completely abdicated any sort of responsibility with any of this stuff. They're powerless. They're 0-48 in their last 48 court cases. So there's no structure involved, and I'm not 100% sure where the structure comes from, but somebody has to. Yeah, I heard you mention earlier, Doc, about I kind of chuckled at Dion talking about a salary cap the other day at Big 12 Media Day. You know, he's singing a little different tune, and I'm a Boulder guy. I went to school at UCU for a couple of years there, so I'm all about Dion, but it's kind of comical to me.
Oh, I love
him. He's talking about a salary cap.
Yeah, I love him. Coach, as always, man, we appreciate you sharing with us. Got to pay some bills because young Wes, man, he got a huge appetite. But we appreciate you, man, and can't wait to get you. If you're free, your phone will be ringing, my brother, because you're in demand. Yeah, thank you.
Anytime, Doc. We'll talk soon.
All right, good deal. Coach Nocke, who's, look, he's been behind this mic. He knows exactly what we're up against because he is a great host here on the Fan and 106.7 as well. To break we go. Holla at us, 1-800-636-1067. Back in a moment. Ah, the heat of the summer. When you walk outside, I mean, it's just brings back memories because it seems like it's unbearable. But if you're a pro, if you're a baller, I mean, this is what you train in, so it's not that bad. You kind of get used to it, but nobody gets used to being worn out, but you build up that callus. I like this time of the year because you just remember the final days or the final week before you go to camp, and camp is only fun to people that are sitting on their behind. Everybody else is just torture, but it's you building up that callus, man. You're getting ready to defend your honor. And this season for Commanders is going to be the most fun I've experienced in years because you don't sneak up on anybody. They're waiting on you. Now you become that feature. And because I believe the only thing we can't determine is health. But that's why I talk so much about depth. Because depth is mandatory. I mean, you got to have it. You have got to make sure that your weakest link you can win with. And it shouldn't even be on your team if you can't win with it. And that's what we're going to find out. And I know it'll. I know it's boring. And you, I'm hearing people talking about the trip, you know, how they're getting their ticket. You better get your mind focused on week one and the football Giants, because you better believe they are chomping at the bit. They think they're going to sneak up on you. Well, one thing about it, DQ, he won't let that happen. Promise you that. But my concerns are that we at some point, we have to stop patting ourselves on the back about last year. That's my only concern. And realize now that we have to be a savage, which GQ will. I don't think we'll ever really get caught off guard. Somebody may be better, and that's just a matter of having a few more drafts under your belt or free agency. But Wesley Buckeye, do you have a concern?
Concern?
At all. About how we will be in September.
For the Commanders.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't. I think that the right players will sign with the Commanders, that either that's new players or, you know, returning players. I mean, we saw what they did last year against the Lions. I have a lot of hope. I'm going to be optimistic. All these years in D.C., as a fan, you know, you're pessimistic. It's time that the table has turned in a positive direction. And it has.
Yeah, it did last year. But this year's a different team.
I know.
And I'm wondering, are we really clued in on what it's going to take and how we will be viewed? You got everybody's attention now. Everybody's.
You do.
And that's a good thing.
What?
The prime time, all of that. And, you know, all of it's good. Now, you had their attention on film. People knew they were good that are in the sport because they saw it on the film. You can't, the film don't lie. They saw it. But the public is a different deal. Now that the public is in on it, this is going to really raise expectations and going to be very, very interesting. So that's the part about it. Now, there are areas of concern, and that's where I think we come into the fandom part, which you're a fan. You're not supposed to be. Nobody requires you to be an expert. You're a fan. You're supposed to enjoy this, man.
Right.
You know, and let it go. So, well, I'm not hating on it. Not hating on it at all.
The Texans.
Let's go to break.
Okay.
And get ready for the next hour. We got a whole bunch more to go. We're taking this bad boy up to 340, so we're just getting started. You can join us on the MGM National Listener Line, 1-800-636-1067.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.